Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Coach Harbaugh just said that you and Lamar are not going to play in that preseason. So how valuable are things like this?
Yeah, I just think it's a good measurement to see where you're at as a team. I know we've been going against each other for however many practices this has been, so it's a good measurement to see, you know, where we measure up against another opponent. Get some good practice in, get some good work in, and watch the film and, you know, see what we need to get better at.
And after going through that, where do you think you are?
I mean, we got to watch the film. I know we made some plays, they made some plays. You know, it's football, but the biggest thing I think Coach wants to see is us coming out here competing, letting the work that we put in show against another opponent, and just strain and finish when you're in there.
Yeah, I know how much time you put in the conditioning. Between now and week one, I mean, are you game ready all year, or is there something that you're going to do between now and to feel where you want to be for week one?
Yeah, I'm just going to continue to work in training camp. I think this is the ultimate work that you can put in to get ready for week one. And that's just my main focus, is coming out here, doing the best I can to make me better every day, be the best teammate I can be, to be the best leader, and bring that intensity and hold myself accountable each and every day.
Derrick, did today feel any different knowing that you'll be going up against a defense that's not
your own? I mean, just another practice is organized different. I mean, of course you want to get hyped up just because, you know, it's a different team. You're not going against your own teammates like we are every day. So, I mean, it has a different feel to it, but, you know, it's still football. And, you know, you just want to have fun while competing. Yeah, I mean, those guys are competing. Andrew's doing a great job. And, you know, you enjoy guys who are competitors, who bring that intensity, who want to get better, who love competing, and let it show on the field. So, yeah.
Derrick, the run game was so good last year. Is there something that you see during training camp or this offseason that makes you say, okay, yeah, that can make us even better this year?
Yeah, I don't really try to go too much off of last year. I mean, last year is done. I think the good thing about football is you got to prove it again. And I think, you know, you got to put the work in, you know, when you're out here and in the meetings and letting it transition. And then I think you can build off of last year for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's a whole new year. But we look to be effective. But we know it starts out here by putting the work in to be able to do that when that time comes.
Derrick, you know, maybe not great that there was a fight today, but is it positive in a way to kind of see – guys on your team having that edge and having that sort of competitive fire when they come to a practice like this?
I mean, I always knew that we had that. I mean, nobody wants to fight. I mean, things get chippy, guys talk. I mean, that stuff happens all the time. We know we all got each other's back. You know, it's just competing. Sometimes, you know, it gets the best of us, but you know, it's all fun and games at the end of the day. You know, we all just want to get better.
Derrick, I wanted to ask about the wheel route that we saw you run at the stadium on Sunday against Trenton. You obviously contribute so much on the ground already, but do you feel like that you have still more to add as a pass catcher in this offense?
I'm just taking advantage of any opportunity that I get in the pass game. We have great pass catchers out of the backfield. Justice, Keaton, Rasheen, you know, those guys do a hell of a job. And, you know, as Monk gives me opportunity, I'm trying to catch it. So, thank God I caught it.
Yeah, you've been in the league a long time, but your skill set is more of a physical loser back. You probably don't get many opportunities to display that in camp. How do you prepare yourself for the season knowing that you're that type of thing?
Prepare, like, for what? What do you mean?
Like for the physicality of the season, you probably don't get to feel a lot of that in practice.
I mean, shit, it's my 10th year, so if I ain't ready now, then shit, I don't know. I mean, I know what to expect and what it's like. Just focus on me getting better. I mean, our defense is physical, so they do a good job of getting us prepared and getting me prepared. So, you know, I look forward to it.
How much has that benefit you in year two of this offense?
I mean, I think it benefits any player that's in the offense for the first time and then coming in for a second year. I think you just you get used to the scheme, more experience, you get more comfortable, and then you just work on elevating your game and getting better, looking forward to the next season.
Two more for Derek.
Derek, what have you seen from Keaton? He looks like he's more comfortable getting back up to
Yeah, I mean, he put a lot of work in to get back to this point, and I know how bad he wants it and how hard he worked to get back to, you know, what he feels like himself, and he's been showing it through OTAs and in camp, and I think y'all have seen flashes of him making some splash plays, and that's just who he is, and, you know, that is credit to him and his work ethic to get back to where he wants to be an explosive player.
Derek, similar to that, Rasheen Ali, we saw him kind of get nicked up last year in camp, kind of started the start of this season. Where have you seen him now? He's had a healthy run. Do you feel like he's a little bit comfortable?
Yeah, I mean, Sheen's doing a hell of a job as well throughout the offseason and going through camp. I think it's just, you know, with that experience, that first year on his belt, getting used to things, more experience. He's running better. He's recognizing things quicker, just doing a hell of a job from year one to year two. I think he's just going to keep growing. But, you know, his growth from one to two has definitely been recognizable. He's been doing a hell of a job.
Thank you, Darryl.
All right, y'all.